Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from France, we have Sister Mariette Ruud Christensen. Sister Mariette is a contemplative nun at her monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled, God's Forgiveness is Always There.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons. Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, He has an unclean spirit. There is a polemical way of discussion frequently used in political life that for me is full of dirty tricks. This method of arguing may be observed in all political parties, and I am sure that you can easily find examples. Politicians who are unable to defeat their political adversaries by logical arguments do it insidiously by attacking the other person. If they are unable to discuss a political proposition, they sow doubt about the other person's integrity. If they think they are losing to an opponent, they get personal, questioning the rival's integrity, saying insulting things, and calling them names in hopes the public will lose confidence in the person they are insulting. And this is, in a way, what is going on in today's gospel. Jesus has been teaching, he has done miracles, and he has driven out demons. The people are gathering around him in great enthusiasm. They are listening to Jesus with hope and interest. As a result, the religious authorities are worrying, and rightly so. Jesus is becoming more popular than them. Jesus speaks with more authority than they do. So they dare not argue against Jesus in order to convince the people. They therefore use a polemical trick. They attack the person of Jesus and say, He is possessed by Beelzebul, and it is by the prince of demons he drives out the demons. Jesus refutes this accusation easily by showing them how silly their indictment is. It's nonsense. It is not logical, because how can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Mark has introduced these arguments of Jesus in this way. Summoning them, Jesus began to speak to them in parables. We notice here that when Jesus is talking about Satan and the kingdom, he is telling a parable. What is a parable? It is a way of speaking about two realities using comparisons and similarities. Jesus seems to prefer using parables when he talks about a mystery that is too difficult to grasp for his audience. Jesus takes one reality from the visible and concrete world, and one reality from the invisible and spiritual world. The aim of a parable is not to give any deep insight. A parable suggests, a parable invites. It asks for our attention, and it calls us to follow Jesus and to seek the kingdom of God. Jesus uses the parable as a first call, as an introduction. The parable is hence a call to conversion. Only later, Jesus explains the parables as he does for his disciples. The parable in today's gospel concerns the identity of Jesus, and it lets us choose between two realities: the kingdom of God and the power of the evil. At the end of this parable, we find the conclusion. All sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness. Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit. Whoever says that Jesus has an unclean spirit accuses the Holy Spirit of being evil. This is hence a clear blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. God's forgiveness is the work of the Holy Spirit. If we shut ourselves off to the Holy Spirit, who could then open our hearts towards God? God's forgiveness is always there for you if you want it.